between the two California cities of Azusa and Glendora. While living in Glendora, Tony was enrolled at Glendora High School. During his high school years, Tony began to hone his leadership skills and soon recognized the immense influence he possessed. Putting his talents to use, Robbins ran and subsequently won the election for student body president his senior year of high school. Despite attending schools that were filled with anything but wealthy children, Tony still recalls feeling ostracized for his family's lack of income or normality. For this reason, Tony sought daily to figure out the barrier between the children accepted in his school versus the ones that were ostracized like him. While in middle school and high school, Tony was often forced to work as a handyman to provide additional income where his mother's jobs could not make ends meet. Even though these early years were filled with uncertainty and trials, Tony remained dedicated to his family and making their life as pleasant as he could. In the middle of his high school years, Tony began growing rapidly. Though not known at the time, Tony had a growth on his pituitary gland, causing it to secrete his growth hormone at a much higher level than was found in normal human beings. The dramatic changes in this hormone resulted in Tony growing to nearly 6'7" while possessing large hands and feet as well. Though this would not be known until a routine checkup in 1994, Tony's rapid growth and great stature only added to his intimidating yet inspiring presence. When faced with the decision later to possibly resect the adenoma, Tony chose to instead leave the adenoma alone since he was suffering no side effects due to it. A dramatic turning point in Tony's life took place when he was 15. After Tony unsuccessfully tried out for the baseball team, he attempted to become a sports writer. Rather than take writing classes and improve his skills, Tony simply proclaimed his new occupation and completed the coronation by printing off business cards with his name and occupation on them. Tony's unconventional approach to a new occupation paid off, however, and in 10th grade, Tony had sweet-talked his way into writing a who's who for the weekly edition of his local newspaper in Glendale. Among the sports stars he interviewed were Howard Cosell, Woody Hayes, Tommy Lasorda, and Leo Durocher. Tony's life was not all success, though. Because his mother's love life was unstable, this instability translated to the home life, which was described by Tony as chaotic and abusive. After graduating high school, Tony began working as a janitor with no aspirations of attending college. One day, Tony's life changed completely, however. In a fit of rage over an issue that Tony has never disclosed, Tony's mother chased him from the house with a knife raised above her head. At just the age of 17, Tony was forced to live on the streets until he could secure a job and place to stay. Tony would never return home. Despite this horrific incident, Tony credits this moment with creating a change in him that desired to help people. In a recent interview, Tony stated, "If my mom had been the mother I thought I wanted, I wouldn't be as driven. I wouldn't be as hungry. I wouldn't have suffered, so I probably wouldn't have cared about other people suffering as much as I do. And it made me obsessed with wanting to understand people and help create change." By changing an unfortunate incident into a learning experience, Tony started putting his own principles of motivation to practice. After Tony was kicked out of his home, he continued working as a janitor while helping the people in his apartment complex move in and out on the weekends. While talking with the landlord one day, Tony recalls the landlord describing a seminar he had recently gone to, a seminar hosted by Jim Rohn. The landlord told tales to Tony of how his life had been changed by Jim's advice. After hearing of this untold success, Tony implored his landlord to get him admitted.